Gigi Georges joins us. She's the author of Down East, and this is a pretty good story, and it's told through the eyes of five amazing young women who the author watched come of age in one of the most remote and challenged regions of Maine. Joins us. Gigi joins us. GMI Studios. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Jack. It's great to be with you this morning.
Where's home to you?
So we are in Bedford, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
And
we spend a lot
of time also up in the Acadia area of Maine. But we're in Bedford. We have a 9-year-old daughter who goes to school here.
Well, hopefully they can let him celebrate Halloween, because our kids grew up in Bedford. I was having fun at Mount.
Yes, I just heard about that story listening to you. That's something, tell you.
Well, let us talk about your story. What was the impetus? What's the genesis of writing the book? Tell me about these young women. How did it all come about? Down East, you're getting a lot of critical acclaim. It's pretty cool. Tell us where people can get the book, but tell us about why'd you write the story.
Thanks, Jack. So I set out on this journey to write this book. It's a narrative nonfiction book. Follow these five young women, as you mentioned, over the course of a number of years. I came to this actually through a little bit of a winding way, because I am originally from New York, Brooklyn-born kid from a big Greek immigrant family, and I found myself working over a long time on urban issues, especially urban education issues, urban policy issues. And then about 15 years ago, my husband and I decided to leave New York, move to northern New England. As I mentioned, we sort of split our time between New Hampshire and Maine, and we began to raise our daughter. And as we started to do that, I was listening to this dominant, downbeat narrative about rural America that we seem to hear over and over again in the media. And what I was seeing wasn't quite matching that. So I wanted to know more. I wanted to explore the lives, especially of young people in rural Maine. And so I set out on this journey to spend some time with these young women and their communities in this very rural part of Maine, about an hour or so north of Bar Harbor.
Now, where are we talking? Not like Machias? Where are we talking?
Yes, we're talking Washington County, Maine.
Yep. Blueberry country, right?
Blueberry country, lobster fishing country, a lot of similarities in terms of poverty to the North Country in New Hampshire. A lot of childhood poverty, significant persistent poverty, and yet a very strong sense of community, incredible work ethic, and folks who are just thriving in the face of significant challenges.
Tell us about the young women and, you know, just a little bit about where they are today.
Sure. So these five young women, they're extraordinary. I'll quickly run through each of them. They all went to the same high school. And speaking of high school basketball, which, as you covered it, you know well, is like the king in Maine, right?
Right.
Everybody follows high school basketball. One of the young women, Audrey, is the high school basketball star, also an academic standout. And she leads the team, the Narragansett High School team, to the state championship in the most unlikely win, because they're such underdogs. These towns are so small that they come from. And she goes on to get a scholarship to Bates College, and everyone's so excited for her. What she realizes before the first year is out is that she misses Down East. She wants to go home. She wants to be a speech pathologist. She wants to stay and build in her community. And again, her story runs counter to this narrative we keep hearing about those, you know, success, quote, success stories of having to leave in order to succeed. So she's a terrific, terrific young woman who's doing so well. They all are. The second young woman, Vivian, is an incredibly talented writer, and she sort of rebels against her town and her church, but then finds her way through the help of just these wonderful teachers and mentors in the school, as does the third young woman, her best friend, Vivian's best friend, Willow, who has this terribly challenged childhood. She has physical abuse in the home, substance abuse in the home, and she moves 7 times before she's 8. And yet, Willow is not a victim. She finds her way in a beautiful way, again with the help of teachers and mentors, and it's a talented photographer, engaged to be married, and these stories are just so optimistic and hopeful. And then quickly, the last two, Josie, a class valedictorian who goes off to Yale and finds a very, very different life at Yale than she has had in Down East Maine, and has one foot in each and sort of struggles to reconcile those two. And last, coming back to the theme you started with around this nor'easter, McKenna, this spitfire lobster fishing boat captain who has always wanted to fish from the time she could walk, and she learns at the knee of her dad and her brothers, captains her own fishing boat by the time she's 17.
Wow.
And
wow,
she is just rocking it with lobster fishing. I hope she's doing okay out there today.
Yeah.
If she is out there.
Well,
yeah.
Gigi George's The Book Down East, and this has movie written all over for it. Have you looked into trying to get a film producer to look at making a movie of this?
I have a wonderful film agent, and really excited about the possibilities, especially for these young women, because their stories are so compelling.
Yeah, I can almost see some actors that would be great, because I'm thinking like The Perfect Storm, and one of the captains was a woman, of course, with George Clooney, and that was years ago. I love it. I think it's great. I can relate. I think it's interesting because you let the truth speak about these women and where they're from and their perseverance and their love for community and their love for where they grew up. And all the same, you know, I always was amazed that, and my parents taught me this, and my late dad, that just because you come from a more affluent area across the tracks, if you will, than another area, don't assume that people have less problems or there's not the same amount of crap. And you know, when you focus on these five young or these women, and where they're from, and it doesn't fit the narrative, you know, that they're just a bunch of fools living there and they don't know any better. And this narrative that we have, this elitist, I think it's unfortunately more in the Northeast. And I think that's why people are moving into some of the smaller areas. And you look at Maine real estate, northern, mid-northern New Hampshire, people have been buying up homes the last couple of years to get out of the bigger cities. So anyway, great stuff. I'm familiar a little bit with that area. I wish you nothing but the best down east. Best place to get it locally as well as Amazon?
Yeah, so in addition to Amazon, it's at all the major booksellers as well as all the independent booksellers locally. So you can really find it everywhere. And thank you so much, Jack, for this opportunity to talk about these five great women.
Love it. I love getting the local artists and people out there like yourself. I thank Drew Klein, the great Drew Klein. He's a big fan. So thank you very much for being with us. And keep in touch. We'll get you back again. Tell us how the story is going. And if we ever can get one of your subjects to call into the show with you, we'd love to do that.
I would gladly do that, and I know that one or more would love to do it. So we'll make it happen.
Good
thank
luck.
You,
the
Jack.
The Book Down East.
Take care.
It's a great holiday item.